Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Secret Sisters flew high and fell fast. A Nashville audition led to a major label contract, and suddenly Laura and Lydia Rogers were touring with Willie Nelson and recording with T-Bone Burnett and Jack White. But the label dropped them after their second album in 2015, leaving the sisters bankrupt and bereft. Now, they're airborne again. With a production lift from the popular folk rocker Brandi Carlile, the Secret Sisters are back with a new album full of great harmonies and often tart lyrics. The album is called You Don't Own Me Anymore. It comes out on June 9th. Today, the Secret Sisters and their band are here to play a few songs from it, beginning with Tennessee River Runs Low.
If I were born to be a river, if a river is all I'd be, I'd tell the giver of all of the rivers to of rain roll off of how many window panes down to a valley low where a river like me begins to grow. I sing a mournful song as I rush and ramble along. Where the rolling tide can reach
That is some tasty Southern home cooking from the Secret Sisters here live in the Soundcheck studio with their song Tennessee River Runs Low. It will be on the new album called You Don't Own Me Anymore from the Secret Sisters, who are Laura and Lydia Rogers, welcoming them back to our Soundcheck studio today with Cheyenne Metters on bass and Will Metters on drums. So the sisters are singers, the rhythm section are brothers. Laura, good to see you again.
Good to be seen. We're real glad to be here.
And Lydia, welcome back.
Yes, good to be back.
So the harmonies that you guys have developed over your years growing up together, do you have like assigned one of you sings high, the other sings low all the time, or is it more fluid than that?
I'm Lydia. I usually sing harmony. I kind of have more of a range where I have a higher range and a lower range, but no mid-range whatsoever. And she has more of a mid-rangey vocal, so I tend to do the harmony, and it works out well.
And you're playing the guitar as should mention. Mm-hmm. So it seems, Laura, like the importance of place is one of the themes running through this album. I mean, obviously, Tennessee River. Mm-hmm. We heard a little snippet of Mississippi at the beginning.
Right.
The song King Cotton refers to Alabama constantly. So is place really, is that kind of a marker, a musical marker for you guys?
Oh, yes. And especially on our second record, I mean, I think, you know, right now it's either really tacky to be Southern or really cool. And we try to, you know, present the parts of being Southern that we think are worthwhile and valuable in a culture. But we spent so much time at home. We were not touring very much over the last few years, and we just spent so much time in Alabama, and it was kind of where we found ourselves in some of our darkest moments, but then it was also in that place where we kind of found a lot of healing and redemption. And so I think the geographical references on the record are just a product of being so immersed in the South. I mean, we're such Southern people. Sometimes obnoxiously so.
That's true.
And sometimes I look at the record and I think, wow, like maybe we should write fewer songs about states, but or maybe we need to just move to a different part of the country for a little while.
Well, you know, the as dramatic as it is, you know, the arc of your career, you know, signed to a major label, dumped by a major label, and finding your own way back. That is a song that we have heard many, many times. I mean, it just seems to be the way the industry works.
Right.
Of course, when it happens to you, you know, then. But one of the other themes of these songs, Lydia, is the narrators in these songs have had some kind of difficulty. It could be romantic or whatever. And they've kind of powered through and come out the other side.
Yes, and that was definitely inspired from what we went through. We tried to not make it so direct. We didn't want it to be very pointed. You know, we went through bankruptcy and had a lot of business relationships that went sour. And so that's not too poetic for a song.
Yeah.
So we tried to kind of personify a lot of those feelings.
Although I will say that Graham Parker back in the 70s, when he was dumped by Mercury Records, actually came up with a song called Mercury Poisoning.
Ooh.
I've got mercury poisoning. It's fatal and it don't get better.
It's genius.
That's genius. But aside from that, Lydia.
Graham Parsons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Graham Parker. But you're right. You know, it's that's not the stuff of poetry good song lyrics.
Right.
Usually.
So we tried to make it a little more poetic and relatable to the general audience. So I think we kind of did it.
Yeah.
So was there a first batch of songs where you actually were kind of wallowing in it before you got to the point where you'd come through?
Tennessee River Runs Low was actually the very first song that we wrote, you know, thinking about, you know, maybe doing a record in the future. That was one of them. And then You Don't Own Me Anymore was a pretty early one. And you can tell when you listen to that song that it is pretty tender. And then we also wrote a song actually with Cheyenne called The Damage that I remember was, it was really fresh. Everything was just still, you know, really raw and kind of fragile. And we went into his house and he started asking us what we wanted to write about. And we were like, well, we don't want to write about what we've gone through, but the only thing we can think about is, you know, kind of trying to get out from under the cloud a little bit. So, there were a few songs that kind of came out of that really, really early stage of healing. But then, you know, none of them were really written with the intention of making another record. We really honestly never thought that we would be able to make another one because we didn't have the financial means to. We didn't have any inspiration even, you know, not nearly as much as we thought we would need. So it's pretty wild to be on the cusp of a release.
So how did this happen? I mean, you know, at what point does Brandi Carlile and yet another set of brothers come into the picture?
Well, we have been friends with Brandi and the twins for a few years now. They were actually one of the very first tours we went on. And they invited us to open for them in Seattle. I guess it was late 2015. And we flew up to Seattle to play two shows. And that was when we had kind of been writing a few songs here and there. And at Soundcheck, we actually played Tennessee River Runs Low, and Brandi happened to be listening. And she was like, "Girls, don't tell me you wrote that song." And we said, "Yeah, we did." And so, you know, we proceeded to talk about a new record, and she heard all our new songs and wanted to get involved. So that's how it all started. Yeah.
And when she heard it, did she ask you whether you had written it because she thought maybe you had found some old unreleased song from 1949?
Because
I think it certainly has that sound. I think that was part of it. And it had been a minute since we had all seen each other. I mean, it had been, you know, several months, and we had really gone through the thick of our, you know, trials and tribulations. And so there was just this moment where we all reunited in her hometown, and it was a big night. And I guess it was maybe the first time she had heard us in a while, and maybe, you know, there was some sort of magic again that she picked up on or something like that. We certainly didn't feel magical. I remember we questioned whether or not we should even sound check with that song because we had never played it anywhere before. And I'm actually really glad we did because who knows where we would be if we hadn't shown her that.
So. So we owe a lot to her and Pledge Music, who helped us crowdfund.
That's the Kickstarter kind of thing, So we're speaking with the Secret Sisters, Laura and Lydia Rogers, and the album is out on June 9th. So this is the third for under the name Secret Sisters, called "You Don't Own Me Anymore," and that is a kind of a pointed title. Although you know, in the writing of lyrics, you can then deflect that into other things, which you have since done. You want to play the song for us?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're happy to.
All right. The Secret Sisters are performing Tuesday night here in New York at the Mercury Lounge. And then for those of you slightly upstate, they'll be performing on Wednesday night at Daryl's House in Pawling, New York. Today, obviously, they are here with us in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear the title track from their forthcoming album, "You Don't Own Me Anymore."
You don't own me.
The Secret Sisters, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio of the title track of their forthcoming album, You Don't Own Me Anymore. The Secret Sisters are Laura Rogers on voice and Lydia Rogers on voice and guitar, with Cheyenne Metters on bass and Will Metters behind our drum kit here in the studio. And so how did you, Lydia, how did you guys make the transition from singing older songs to writing your own?
Well, we were kind of forced to just sing old songs in the early days. We were discovered pretty quickly and delved into the industry really fast. We were discovered at an open audition in Nashville, actually. And after that audition, we had a record deal within 3 months of that and made a record a month later. So we were kind of forced to just come up with songs really quickly. We didn't really have a lot of time to write, and we had never really tried writing before.
No, we were very new, and the thing is that, you know, we come from that world. We love classic country so much, and I think just because of the, you know, sibling harmony and kind of our musical taste, I guess people just kind of pointed us in that direction, and we loved it, you know, especially, you know, not really foreseeing a music career. Mm-hmm. It was incredible that anybody just wanted to put us in a studio, and we were happy to sing country covers. We were happy
Wabash
about that.
Wabash Cannonball.
Right. Totally. These, you know, and it was great because at the time, you know, we never thought we would make more than one record. We never even really thought that we would make the first one. And so, you know, in the early days, that was really great. But then after the first record cycle, we really started to realize we've got things to say. We're in our mid-20s and we're going through these, you know, really kind of once-in-a-lifetime experiences. And that's what led us into, you know, more songwriting of our own on the second record, and a real desire to just make sure that, you know, we keep all of the more classic components of what we do, but we didn't want to be stuck in 1950. So,
right.
You know, we wanted to try to put our own little bit of modern
I think for longevity's sake, it's important to write your own stuff. So, yeah, we're still learning. We still have a lot to learn.
Well, and it's not just kind of a classic country sound.
No.
I mean, on the new record, you hear early rock and roll, Everly Brothers kind of stuff. There's a honky-tonk piano solo in King Cotton.
Oh, yes.
I hear echoes of kind of like gypsy jazz, you know.
Oh, I love all those
You're
words.
You're saying all the right things.
Really?
Yeah, everything we wanted you to say.
Now, you mentioned before, Laura, that you guys grew up in Alabama. You were not more specific than that. But you are from Muscle Shoals.
Right, yeah, just outside of Muscle Shoals. You know, we grew up just near this kind of musical mecca. And we grew up in a family that was primarily focused on bluegrass music, gospel music, folky kind of music. And we knew that Muscle Shoals was this really important part of history.
That was going to be my question, whether you were aware of that.
We were aware.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, we knew of it, and our dad would kind of talk about it in passing. But it really wasn't until we were older and could really understand kind of just the you know, moment of Muscle Shoals in the grand scheme of music history that we really realized how incredible the place is. And really, honestly, until the Muscle Shoals documentary came out a few years ago, we were still really in the dark about just how kind of impactful that place was, you know, not only musically, but culturally, and at a time when it was a lot of tension, mm-hmm. especially in Alabama. And so, you know, we're certainly proud to be from there. And I think the older we get, you know, we really kind of are listening to more of that kind of music that kind of made our town famous. And so we let it trickle in every now and then.
Yeah, we try to claim it.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things about Muscle Shoals was it was integrated music making.
Yeah.
And so you had, quote unquote, black music and white music.
Yep, right.
It was all just music.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know?
Right.
To them it was.
Beautiful.
And so, you know, growing up in a family where it was sort of bluegrass meets mm-hmm. church, I mean, there would have been lots of different things you guys grew up listening to.
Yeah, there was
a
lot trickling in. We were only really, like, directly affected, I think, by gospel and bluegrass growing up. A little bit of, you know, 70s rock and roll, but we didn't realize the Muscle Shoals connection till later in life.
Yeah. Well, when things for a moment went south, you'll pardon the pun, Muscle Shoals is not a bad place to go to regroup.
Not too bad.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
not bad
true.
At all.
So You Don't Own Me Anymore is out on June 9th. It's the latest from the Secret Sisters. And for this next song, you're going to give the boys a break, and this
right.
is just the two
just
of
the two
you,
of
right?
Us.
Yeah, we'll take it down a little bit in energy on this one.
All right. Let's hear another live performance from Lydia and Laura Rogers, the Secret Sisters, performing here in our Soundcheck studio today, once again Tuesday night here in New York at the Mercury Lounge, and on Wednesday night, the 24th, upstate slightly in Pawling, New York, at Daryl's house. Here's their song called He's Fine.
I think I lost my mind and my wasted time. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed that he's mine. I bought a gown to match his name and kept my virtue just the same, so I could offer to my love a bride he could be proud of. I was sure I held his heart until a Louisiana girl tore us apart. I watched him as he turned away into her arms where he stayed. Davy White, where is he tonight? He's sleeping with her in a Tennessee town and he's fine. I think I lost my mind and my wasted time. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed that he's mine. Once my tears had all run out, I learned how to live alone.
Tennessee town, and he's fine.
The Secret Sisters, live performance on soundcheck of their song, He's Fine. Laura Rogers and Lydia Rogers singing, Lydia playing the guitar. And I have never been so happy not to be named David White. That's got to be, I mean, do you think about that when you put a name into a song?
Well,
you
know? Yeah, I mean, I have to be completely honest. That isn't the exact name of the...
I would hope.
The fella that we were directing it towards. But,
it sang really well, though.
Yeah, you know, there are certain names that don't fit into the flow of a song. So.
Yeah, yeah. All the poor David Whites out there
yeah.
right now. So this will be on the album, June 9th it comes out. It's called You Don't Own Me Anymore. Lydia, who is on the cover? It's a very striking photo, and it seems to be kind of an older photo.
It is. It's actually our paternal grandmother. Her name is Marcy. She is now 86 years old. So she was, I think she had just turned 13 or 14 in that photo. She just had her first perm. and she is just as sassy as they come, and we love her for it. Mm-hmm. And that picture in particular seemed to kind of embody everything about the record. So it fit really well with the title as well. So
and it's really fun to talk to people about our grandmother.
Yeah, it's fun to pay tribute to her.
Yeah, people are asking, you know, who it is, and it's fun to kind of talk about the woman we get our spunk from.
Yeah, I was going to say, she has the look of someone who doesn't take nothing from nobody.
Yeah. She still doesn't,
she's
even in her
cracker.
Wheelchair.
All right, so does Grandma get a chance to see you perform?
She's seen us a few times.
Yeah.
We did this really cool thing where we performed the entire record for our family at my house in our backyard, and she got to come and watch that. Of course, she hasn't. That was before we decided to put her face all over our album cover and T-shirts and stickers and, you know, national television and radio and all like that. But, she still comes to see us when she can. So
good.
Yeah.
All right. The album is called You Don't Own Me. Watch for it on June 9th, the 3rd, the most recent from the Secret Sisters. Laura, Lydia, real pleasure to have you and the band here with us today. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
thanks so much for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Try and stop me if you can, 'cause I'm looking for that man, King Cotton and Queen Anne's.
Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who also engineered this session. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, and our weekly music roundup. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.